وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to the program For Humanity. We were looking at humanity and human beings specifically, and we said, what makes human beings oppress and act in a way where they take the rights of others and hurt and harm other people? And we said one of the causes of that is, in fact, greed. When people become greedy and when people want to have things, material items of this world, whether it is land, whether it is oil, whether it is gas, or natural resources, or whatever the reason might be, or just power, just to rule. That stems and comes from greed. And in the hadith it said, أصول الكفر ثلاث. The roots of kufr, disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are three. And one of them is al-hirs, greed, leads a person to kufr. How does hirs or greed lead a person to becoming a kafir, a disbeliever in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Even if he says, I bear witness there is no God but Allah. So you can say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Yeah, sure. But does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala view me as a Muslim, as a believer, as a monotheist, or as a disbeliever? Allah says, if you're greedy, then you're a disbeliever. And the simple answer is to how is because when a person becomes greedy, it means he has doubts in his mind that Allah will provide for him in times of need. So what he does is that, you know what, I have to protect myself and I have to gain and gather as much wealth as I can so I will be good and safe. So Allah is not the sustainer. He's not the provider anymore for that person. He becomes the sustainer of himself. So when he becomes greedy in this world and try to collect and gather as much as he can, it means he does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the sustainer. And this is kufr in itself. Now, I mean that is subconsciously, because a Muslim who is greedy, for example, he will never say, I am a disbeliever in Allah. And he will never say, I doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would never doubt Allah. Yeah, he's a sustainer. But in action, though, it's a different matter. In action, when I go and I become greedy, then my action speaks louder than words. I don't care what's in my head, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not care what's in my head. He cares about my action. Allah says, I don't care about your thoughts. You know, you can think of whatever you want to think. But how do you act on the outside? This is what matters. So Imam Ali alayhi salam says, عَلَى الشَّكِّ وَقِلَّةِ الثَّقَةِ بِاللَّهِ مَبْنِيُّ الْحُرْسُ وَالشَّحِ. It's like when it comes to doubt and less tawakkul and less trust in Allah is the foundation of being stingy and being greedy. That's how it works. So we have to be very careful not to fall in the trap of hirs and greed, because otherwise we will become, according to the hadith, greedy. And when a person becomes greedy, or a system becomes greedy, let's say if we're talking about countries, when these systems become greedy and they invade and they overtake the rights of other people, a number of effects will take place. These effects will harm the entire society or the people that are living under that system. We will look at some of them, but before we do, let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program For Humanity. So what happens when a person or a system or a government body starts to become greedy and indulge themselves in greed? Number one that happens when people become greedy is that they become without haya, without chastity. Haya is when a person becomes modest, when a person conceals his own sins and own faults. In terms of clothes, they would wear more appropriate clothes outside. When it comes to committing sins, they do not commit sins publicly. When haya goes out of the way, then people will sin publicly and be proud of their sins. Now, let's have a look at these systems. If you look at the Western systems and these greedy countries that are always taking the rights of other people, look at their societies. The number one thing that's missing from these societies is haya, being chaste and being modest. Where you see sins committed publicly. For example, when you talk about nudity, when we talk about fornication, when we talk about adultery, these things are practiced in the public arena. I mean, especially when we talk about these things, they facilitate for it. They make it easier. So, for example, when it comes to adultery, they build houses for it. When it comes to nudity, there are houses for it. When it comes to all these sins, they are provided to the public. And when people want to do anything indecent, they can and no one cares. So when you go to these countries and you have a look, the concept of haya does not exist anywhere. There is no haya, there is no chastity, there is no modesty. It's a country ruled by animalistic desires in the outside. And this happens to societies because of greed. Now, whether the people themselves are greedy or the systems that they support are greedy. When the system they support is greedy, the effect will fall on them as well. And when the Western countries or the countries that do not adhere to the Islamic society or the Islamic teachings, when they look at Muslims and they see Muslims observing haya, when they see the woman in the Muslim countries wearing hijab, when they see Muslims in the Western country not indulging themselves in fornication and adultery and drinking and what have you, they come to these countries and they try to pollute the minds of people and corrupt the minds of people just so they could lose their own haya, so they could become like them. So they come to women, for example, and say, well, don't wear hijab. Hijab is in a form of oppression. Hijab is this and hijab is that. And they make people take off their hijab and take off their Islamic dress code. And they apply the Western dress code under the pretext of freedom and becoming free of choice. But the reality is, this is just losing your chastity, losing your haya, and losing the modesty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you and I to have. So the problem, one of the causes or effects that will fall on societies, that will corrupt societies, is the fact when people become greedy, they will lose haya, they will lose chastity, they will lose modesty. And that applies to systems and also applies to people as well. When people become greedy themselves, for example, they don't have haya anymore, meaning that they're not ashamed, they're not embarrassed of their own actions on the outside. They see whatever action they do on the outside is okay. There's no harm in it, yet it's a major sin. So we have to be very careful. We don't fall in the trap of greed. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله